This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is getting harder for people who have prison records to compete for jobs. The nonpartisan Prison Policy Initiative has a new study finding that just over half of former inmates have a GED or high school diploma. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
Three quarters of general education or GED certificates are earned in prison, according to the Prison Policy Initiative. Lucius Kalud, policy analyst there, says the problem is they offer less than the traditional high school route.
High schools provide people with networks that they can take advantage of, a certain level of advising, of career advice. GED programs aren't going to be able to do that for you.
The group analyzed the latest data available from the U.S. Department of Justice National Former Prisoner Survey and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. It finds that jobs requiring only a GED or high school diploma declined from 50% in 1970 to 37% by 2016. Brian Sykes teaches criminology at the University of California, Irvine. He says it's hard to earn credentials in prison and while on parole.
Not all states allow education programs during periods of incarceration or imprisonment.
According to the study, formerly incarcerated people are also eight times less likely to complete college than other groups. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.